The Sexual Violence Support and Prevention Office, SVSPO, offers confidential support, advice, and referrals to SFU and FIC community members, including students, staff, and faculty, who have been impacted by sexual violence and misconduct. The SVSPO is a welcoming place where you can access support without judgment or assumptions. We work from a survivor-centered perspective, using an empowerment and trauma-informed approach that considers individual situations and perspectives. Please reach out. Services are located at the Diamond Alumni Center, room 014 on the lower level. Please reach out by email at sv-support@sfu.ca. That was sv-support@sfu.ca.
Playing the illest hip-hop across the universe. Tap in with us every Saturday from 10 to 12 a.m. with your hosts, Hard Body Dreams and King Wise.
This is hip-hop, not the type of shit that you see on TikTok. But the type of rhythm to make your chick rock. Live this culture, vulture, I really think not. Yeah, we spit hot. This is hip-hop, not the type of shit that you see on TikTok.
Y'all know what time it is. You are now tuned in to the Boom Bap Syndicate.
Hard Body Dreams, baby. Peace to all the human families of the planet Earth. How y'all doing this evening?
Let's go. King Wise, peace and love.
Oh, man. How you feeling tonight, Lord?
I'm feeling confident and I'm feeling good because we finna do this brother from the hood.
Oh. We
gonna J to the da to the kiss.
Oh, no. We doing tonight's special on Jada Kiss, man. Kiss of death. Kiss the game goodbye. Top five dead or alive.
Ooh.
Why? You know what I'm saying? We digging into the crates. We got some joints, man. Like, yo, I found a couple of other... Yo, we going to get into... what's it called? Ignis. You know, some joints off of the Ignis album. Some joints off of the Friday the 13th album with him and Fab. You know what I mean? And we're going to be playing this classic shit, too, man. Because, you know, you got to play the classic joint.
Yeah, of course. Of course. A little bit of a history lesson for myself, too. So I'm down to get real deep into the catalog. Because
yes.
Jada Kiss is a very revered name.
Very revered name, man.
Yes.
Top five dead or alive, so they say, man. You know what I mean? So they say, man. You know?
Yeah, for sure. We got, you know... A lot of good songs lined up.
Yo, trust me. Man.
Also, with
gonna
the
be
you know,
my childhood with this shit. Go
straight
ahead.
Up, we're gonna run back the aroma too.
Oh yeah, we're gonna run the aroma back again.
We're gonna run back the aroma. Uh-oh. Fat Joe, Jada Kiss, Stove God Cooks, and ooh wee man. I heard some more news. I saw some more news about that. The 30th Specials, you know, building his own track.
Yeah,
you gonna reveal it now.
Or we gonna do that in the climate check later.
You know, we'll get into it. Just giving him a taste.
Okay.
Just giving him a taste.
What makes rain, hail, snow, and earthquakes?
Straight up, son of man.
Let's go, God.
All right, let's get into the music right away.
All right,
we're going into the aroma. Fat Joe, Jada Kiss, Stove God Cooks, Kool and Dre.
If you play with Joe Partner, any of these Spanish niggas coming up in this game, your ass was getting handed to you.
All the way in Rome, I can still smell it. Out of my feet coast, we can still smell it. We out in Dubai, I can smell it. Kilos out the plastic, I can still smell it. Glass pipes burning, I can still smell it. I still smell it. If it was cooked in my
supreme team. Indoor pools filled with cocaine. Fiends dancing in line like a soul train. I hustle like a pastor's plate. We taking offers. Your bitch took the masturbate. She can't come off of this. The life that we chose to make. Pies that we chose to bake. Life with no parole time that we chose to take. Handing out turkey surrounded by all the killers. And all the corner boys got gifted the chinchillas. You had to be there. That's word to Al P Squares. Foul how I robbed the whole gym. No referee there. Marty Supreme, how I peddled that dope. True story, made $100 million off of the stove. It's crack.
All the way in Rome, I can still smell it. Out of my feet, coast, we can still smell it. We out in Dubai, I can smell it. Kilos out the plastic, I can still smell it. Glass pipes burning, I can still smell it. I still smell it. If it was cooked in my kitchen, they'd call it by my name. Most of these rappers say they shit like mine, but it do not feel the same. No.
I don't really think you would do it, you gotta show me. When niggas lose track of the time, throw them a rollie. In case we gotta commit a crime, go get a stoli. A OG, I'm more like Juan than Ananobi. B.I.G., Frank Matthews, a splash of Kobe. Bruce Lee, Muhammad Ali, half Shinobi. I've been obliterating niggas for years. Is this about a verse or is this about a career? Around, they tell you I'm the career repo. New York love me like when Mitch hit a pair of free throws. I was selling dope when they used to call it P-Blow. Fuck rap, I'm just happy I ain't catch a Rico. Hear it, then you hear it again and it hits you more. The flow sick, but you wouldn't know cause of HIPAA laws. Before we used to go to the table, we hit the stores. Get the stamps, Carvel spoons, go get the straws. Summa cum laude, heroin diploma, know me. I get excited off the aroma. Toma.
All the way in Rome, I can still smell it.
Rome, I can smell it.
Out of my feet coast, we can still smell it.
Coast, I can smell
we
it.
Out in Dubai, I can smell it.
Smell it.
Kilos out the plastic, I can still smell it.
Smell it.
Glass pipes burning, I can still smell it. Rappers say they shit like mine, but it do not feel the same. No.
But you just can't fold them like
Herman niggas make it. Kicking down the door and we burning niggas naked.
The house costs a million. Sitting on the beach and the only thing I know if it's furnished, I'ma take it.
My bathtub lift up, my walls do a 360. We got the shit that the government got. Talking money, then you rubbing the spot.
Real niggas say that they be wild. We on the Cayman Islands, on a yacht with our favorite albums.
A bad hole in a plate of salmon. Smoking and drinking, nigga, is you thinking that our fate is valid?
I love my nigga for the fact that he real. And nobody on the faculty square.
What? And if you facing capital pun, pass me a gun. And I'ma give you time to run while I rapidly pill.
We gon' make it, we gon' make it, we gon' make it, we gon' make it. We gon' make it, we gon' make it, we gon'.
I learned the game quickly, and I don't like the rent. So when I fly now, bring my cars on the plane with me. In this case, who's the loser?
Ran through enough coke for Castro to build schools in Cuba. Teach your kids how to read and write and use the booger.
Motherfucking niggas is back, Jada and P. We got water,
X Haze,
plus way to the D. And I'm tired of hearing about old niggas that had it and be the same old niggas that ratted. Who cares? Talk about how we hawk niggas and they fucking back.
Gun works efficient, but niggas don't be wanting that.
Why?
Cause they puss and they mans is lame.
So for real in the hood, we make candy rain.
I could easily send you to God.
But come and see me at the Plaza Hotel, I might give you a job. If you can't remember the name, all you gotta do is ask the dame for the niggas that deliver it hard.
We gon' make it, we gon' make it, we gon' make it. We gon' make it, we gon' make it.
J-Dub-J.
kiss you, you bitch ass nigga. Bet the hood won't miss you, you bitch ass nigga. Might find your man dead in the ocean.
We be alright though.
You know dead rappers get better promotion. While we don't laugh at death and cry at birth. Never say you can't do it till you try it first. Be the young niggas eager to pull it. But it's a message in everything, trust me. Even a bullet. Go to war with the hate and the pound. Think you got your heir to the street now. Put your face in the ground. Cause my shells is expensive. You'll know exactly why when you yelling and intensive. My fellas is offensive. Lucky cause I got guns that crack your back. But that's not what I prefer. I manufacture crack. And niggas turn bitch when you show them to steal. But we know how to bid, so y'all go ahead and squeal. I'm comfortable, far from home. Eating right, getting good rest. Either on the bar or the phone. I'm the reason niggas got deals the past few years. Sound anything like Kiss, then sign right here. And y'all just talking, I'm doing it well. Jaded Kiss, motherfucker, I'ma see you in hell. What?
Make it, we gon' make it, we gon' make it, we gon' make it. We gon' make it, we gon' make it, we gon' make it.
It's dead real. Yo, why is Jada Kiss as hard as it gets? Why is the industry designed to keep the artists in debt? And why them dudes ain't riding if they party a set? And why they never get it popping but they party to death? Yeah, and why they gon' give you life for a murder? Turn around, only give you 8 months for a burner. It's going down. Why they selling niggas CDs for under a dime? And if it's all love, daddy, why you come with your nine? Why my niggas ain't get that cake? Why is a brother up north better than Jordan that ain't get that break? Why you in stack instead of trying to be fly? Why is ratting at an all-time high? Why are you even alive? Why they kill Tupac and Chris? Why at the bar you don't take straight shots instead of popping Chris? Why them bullets have to hit that door? Why did Kobe have to hit that raw? Why he kissed that whore? Why?
All that I've been giving is this pain that I've been living. They got me in the system.
Push pounds and powder. Why did Bush knock down the towers? Why you around them cowards? Why Aaliyah have to take that flight? Why my nigga D ain't pull out his Ferrari? Why he take that bike? Why they gotta open your package and read your mail? Why they stop letting niggas get degrees in jail? Why you gotta do 85% of your time? And why do niggas lie in 85% of their rhymes? Why a nigga always want what he can't have? Why I can't come through when the pecan jag? Why the crack have to hit so hard, even though it's almost over? Why niggas can't get no jobs? Why they come up with the witness protection? Why they let the Terminator win the election? Come on, pay attention. Why sell in the stores what you could sell in the streets? Why I say the hottest shit but be selling the least? Why?
All that I've been given is this lane that I've been living. They got me in the system.
A white man papa to get an Oscar. And why Denzel have to be crooked before he took it? Why they didn't make the CL6 with a clutch? And if you don't smoke, then why the hell you reaching for my Dutch? Why rap? Cause I need airtime. Why be on the curb with a wild lie? I need a bear sign. Why all the young niggas is dying? Cause they moms at work, they pops is gone, they living with iron. Why they ain't give us a cure for AIDS? Why my diesel have fiends in the spot on the floor for days? Why you screaming like it's a slug, it's only the hawk? Why my buzz in LA ain't like it is in New York? Why they forcing you to be hard? Why ain't you a thug by choice? Why the whole world love my voice? Why I try to tell them that it's the flow, son? And you know why they made the new 20s, cause I got all the old ones, that's why.
All that I've been given is this pain that I've been living. They got me in the system. Why they gotta do me like that? Try to make it my way, but got sin on up the highway. Why, oh why gotta do me like that?
Why?
Even if my brakes was on, I'm still, I'm always here, nobody's perfect, life ain't always fair, I used to not give a fuck, I ain't always care, when it's too hot for the hammer, you know the hawk is right, until you get to the car, and you gotta get through the D before you get to the R, if I don't get you today, then I'ma get you tomorrow, as soon as you come out your crib, I'ma be right where I'm supposed to be, close to you, with the toast close to me, and screw if it's the right or the wrong thing, when you in the sight of that long thing, you wish you had a strong team, homie, long as you feed me, I pull a big joints out as long as the TV, or I could play my part and just breathe easy, right? As soon as something happened to you, your niggas are bouncing, you thought they were scrapping with you, now you cleaning your cuts with peroxide, and you wake up in the ER with the doc ride, putting tubes in you, and you can't even eat right, they putting food in you, your body's getting colder, devil on your shoulder, and your mom's is in the room, but you just wanna hold her. Nothing but realness, that's why everybody in the world can feel this. I'm on top and y'all under me, so when it's over, if I ain't in the front, at least I'm gonna be. If they don't get us both, you'll be sending me off. And please, just do me this favor. Stick to our little plan. And fuck the money. Just keep my little man. And show him his hope. And he gon' think he know how it's going, but show him the ropes. And if you bring him to the Gucci store, show him the loafs. Hood niggas, I'm just showing you growth. But I'm still right. You know Kiss, don't gotta aim his gun at you to be focused. And if you broke now, nigga, when you see those chips, watch how many people come out of nowhere and try to be. The answer's plenty, cause when you handling business, you can't be friendly. And if you trying to stack something, can't be pennies. Most likely, Grants and Benjis, and you better keep them.
By your side, man. Look, y'all, look, for all of my young old heads, as K-Ski like to say, we taking you in a time machine. Cause like them songs were all when I was a teenager. You figure deal me? Crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, by your side. I remember I heard that joint in the Big Homie's drop top. Beamer. And it was me, Browns, and we were with the Big Homie, whose name we will not mention on the radio. But I remember hearing that and being like, this is the illest shit I've ever heard in my life. I high, like so high, right? Like, just smoking the loud, 16, guy. You know what I mean? Like little,
that's
little,
crazy.
16 years old.
I would fucking lose my mind,
bro. 16, I'ma be right by your side. Come on, man.
Niggas going crazy.
Come on, man.
She was heavy.
And then we gonna make it. We gonna come, yo. That right there is my favorite Jada and Styles song. Mm. Bro, that's an anthem right there. Mm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We go, bro, anybody who is, look, if you, the listener, I'm speaking to you. I'm always speaking to you, but I'm really speaking to you right now. If you ain't never listened to Kiss the Game Goodbye by Jada, you have to go and do the knowledge track. That right there was like the first time I had heard him and Styles go like that. And then I started to listen to a lot of their mixtapes back in the day, D-Block and all of that. And when Styles and Jada go back and forth, it's like
Styles is my guy.
It's like Billy the Kid and Butch Sundance and shit. You know what I mean? Like, you know, Butch Cassidy, like these cowboy niggas. You know what I mean? Like, it's like Jordan and Pippen. You know what I mean? It's like Malone and Stockton. You know what I mean? Right? So it's I just respect the skill level, right? I respect the skill level, you know what I mean? And it's very interesting, you know, with this beef between him and, I don't want to call it beef, but this thing that he's having with 38, because I don't know how long 38 been spitting. I don't know, right? He's up there too in number, right?
Yep.
And he said it. He's like, yeah, yo, he's a GOAT. He said Jada's a GOAT. Like, yo, you know what I mean? You guys paved the way. And that's what it is. It's, you know, it's not about dick riding. It's not about jocking and all. You know what I mean? It's just paying homage and respect. And it is a sport, man. You know what I mean? Like,
so is that what it's about? Like, that's what the competition is about?
Is about in what sense?
Well, is that
aspect of what I said?
Are you saying that's how you think that's how 38 is his perspective, like in terms of, because you said he respects him, right? Of course.
That came out of his own mouth.
Okay, so there you go. He respects him. He's one of the GOATs. He paved the way. I forgot what you said on the second part there. But where I was going was that, you know, do you think it's more of a competition thing for 38, or is it actual, you know, negative energy there between the two? You know what I mean? Because like we said, we want like rap beefs to stay about rap. You know what I mean? That's why I respect the video that I saw where he said I'm gonna put up, you know, $500,000.
Yeah.
And then we'll go verse for verse 3 rounds.
Yeah.
You know, that's like when two people about to fight bare knuckle and you're like, nah, let's bring out the gloves.
Yeah.
So you bring out the gloves because you could die easily from getting hit in the head.
Yeah.
But it's still, you know, you still go at it. You still engage in combat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? With more than your life at stake.
Yeah.
Because honestly, you know, what you build is worth more than your life.
Indeed.
That's why it's going to be here even after your life is gone.
Indeed.
So that's what he's trying to do. And that's where I was tying what you said about, you know, what he said about Jadakiss. Jada is definitely one of the GOATs.
You know, God, it's like this, man. I don't know what, I don't know what 38's thinking. I don't know what Jada's thinking. And I ain't one of them, you know. I mean, we are media people in the sense of, like, you know what I mean? But, you know, we ain't them niggas that are trying to, like, gain followers off of what we say.
No, shit, no, it's just conversation.
Yeah, and it's, yeah, I give that, what's it called, explicit warning before I say what I'm about to say.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, cause it's like, it's not super explosive. It's just more so, if we look at it from a business move, it could be both. It could be good for both people. It could be bad for both people. Okay. It could be good for one. It could be bad for the next.
Yeah.
Or vice versa.
Yeah.
This whole thing could be a setup, straight up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, not even nothing real, but to the people, it looks like that, right?
That's right. Common case.
So and it could be real. And is 38 mocking him by like, yo, I'm going to put up 500K? Or is he actually like, yo, let's do verses. I'll put up 500K and see who takes it.
Well, my take is that. Is Jada going to match that? I think he's actually trying to put the money on the line.
Yeah.
And settle it like that.
That's peace, if he is. That's honestly peace.
And I don't think he would even go. I don't think that 38 would even go through a company like Versus to do that. I think he would set up his own thing, you know, and tell Jada to, well, he's going to put up the money, right?
Tell him to pull up.
Yeah, pull up to what we're going to do. We're going to host it ourselves, and they could both definitely break bread on that either way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if Jada were to put 500 on that, and or you know, say that they both put 500 on it.
Yeah. That's interesting.
People would buy tickets to go watch them for that 500.
Yeah.
But they're probably making like 500 off the venue already.
That's interesting, bro. Because I didn't even think about that perspective. Dealing with today's understanding at a cypher.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Well, anyways, you know, in this, you know what I'm saying, right? The understanding, right, is like, yo, they could just be, they could just put on their own thing and make some crazy guap off that.
Yeah.
That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, and that's it's happened before.
You know, because Versus is like, yo, I'm telling you, man. I grew up, look, bro, one day we'll have a Dipset, we're going to do a dip, one day we'll do a Dipset docu, you know what I mean?
Sure.
But like Dipset was my team too, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Those so to see, you know, D-Block and watch Jada just annihilate all of them.
Yeah.
Single-handedly. Like, no disrespect, Jimmy, Juelz, Cam, all of the Dip. No disrespect. You know what I mean? Y'all had but y'all had like the lyrics underneath. Jada was crushing it all raw. No lyrics.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
In like, front of a hip-hop crowd.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on, bro.
Like, come on, G. Like,
they dropped the ball on that one.
They did. And it's like, they got hits, bro. I'm telling you, like, bro, like, this shit's all childhood, right, for me. So, it's you know what I mean? So, it's like, they got hits. Cam got hits. Yeah. You know what I mean? He got hits, right?
It's crazy.
Yeah, bro. So, to see even, you know...
Yo, it's crazy to me it's actually mind-boggling to me that you were in your childhood during this, your adolescence, while this was going on live, and this type of music was coming out. Yeah. Essentially, you know, growing up in the golden age is like, yo, that's crazy to me.
Yeah, pretty much the end of it.
Because when, right. Like 2000s?
Depending on who you
late
ask.
Late 2000s?
Depending on who you ask. You know what I'm saying?
And because me is like looking back, whenever I look at a legend like Jada, I'm always so baffled. Like, yo, this shit was coming out back then. Like, I'm feeling this shit decades later.
Yeah.
Hitting me heavy.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, when this came out, it was probably hitting the whole world like crazy.
My nigga, earthquakes. Earthquakes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I can, you know, imagine the influence of that.
Think of it. Think of this. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, when you're a fucking, like, when you're an artist and you at a high level, bro, and like some kid in another fucking country on a little block called Commercial is listening to your joint in the back of a drop top Beamer with his fucking OG. Think about that.
Yeah.
That's shit you, like, you